Jesus with their masters and do your abomin with your abomin. Places your suppression on the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says only with their abomin. They gedobe shu bi yodam menilam el gemashim ka'avodim. As the Chumas Adeshen, and the Kivagim Tzimim Tachna Mitzayin, Amidayit, the Tesis only is a notion by body. Tesis doesn't is on time. Why doesn't Tesis is on time? Because they want to be Moshiach from Tesis, that the Nemanis of Biyadai doesn't help by Ketanim. You could be Mazbir. The Nemanis of Biyadai helps when there's a Shash Meshakir over the Rajba in Subistaf Ayin Beis says the Chsar Nemanis of Ketanim is not Mishum Chshash Meshakel. The Chsar Nemanis of Ketanim is because of Chshash of Bididami. Ketanim are not Matkid when they're Mayid. They don't take things seriously. As when they're Mayid, they'll be Mayid Bididami with Be'erich that way, and they'll say that's the facts, that's the Metzias, even though it's not accurate. As the problem by Ketanim is the Eidus is not accurate. If that's the reason, what does it help if you have a Biyodoi, you have more Siva to assume he's not saying the truth? The problem is not that we didn't think he's saying the truth. The problem is he's not accurate. However, the Makor Chaim is Mavur not that way. Because the Makor Chaim is Boisim Taisis not that way. As Taisis says in the top Taisis, that the Havamina they were Nemanim is talking about it here where it was Vecheskes Badik, and they said that it's not Badik, and we would believe them. The question is, why did we believe them to say it's not Badik? As Makor Chaim says, because it's Biyodam to put Chametz there. Taisis over there was talking about Ketanim. As Lefize, you'd see when the Makor Chayim, but Ketanim do have Nemanis when it's Biyodai. Lefi Dvarov, you would have to be Matre, the Diyuk of the Chumas Adeshin, and the Makor, and the Kivega from our Taisis, not that way, that the reason why Taisis only is a Noshim Ba'avadim is because by Ketanim it's not Maisim B'chol Yoim that you're Seimech on them. By Ketanim, it's not a davar of ma'isim b'chol yon, so he couldn't ask from it. But be'etzem din nemo. That's l'chayra, you have to be matcha and get out of the raya. This is grada negeya by tfilas kelim. It's halacha that when you buy kelim from a goy, you have to be toivel that. Are you allowed to rely on a cotton? And a cotton, can you send a cotton to be table Kalim? And if he tells you he's table it, could you rely on him? Because if you hold the cotton is Neman Bibi Yadai, you'd be able to rely on him to do be table Kalim. Even though it's the Raisa. But if you hold the cotton is not Neman Bibi Yadai, he wouldn't be Neman. The Maisa La Aloha, the Paiskim Ha Paisik, only by Tfila the Rabbana, we rely on Ketanim. Like our Gemara, Himnu Rabbanon B'Rabbanon. Upon the Raisa, you don't. It's things that need Tfila the Raisa, like metals, that you don't rely on Ketanim, but glass, which only needs Tfila the Rabbanon, that you could rely on Ketanim to be the title. Okay, that's one. As Tesis says that I the Nema with the Yodai. As Taisis answers, Mikol Makom Gabi Bidikis Chametz, Ava Gad the Yodam. We still don't believe them because the Irka Tircha Yisera Itzarech Dig the Gadol. The Noshim Atzloni Yisem. Taisis started the Kasha and Yes from Avodim. As you have to say, Avodim are Atzloni Yisem also. Kachis Mavur, the Gemara in Kedushin, Nun Tes Amid Beis, his Yud Kavim Shel Atzlus Yoradu La'olam Va'avadim, I know the people who used to be Avadim in back then, Notlu Tisha Mehem. They took 9 Kavim of Atzlus. Yeah. So kids, even though Taisa speaks it out on Noshim, But it's true about Abde Kananim also. That's what you have to say. What's the pshat? The pshat is you can't be seimich on their nemanis. L'choira, the kivun is also, it's a chsarnim bdika. Zavadim bdika is darabanim, we rely on that. Abizakta Mishnah Brura, an interesting halacha that comes out, v'shem the maril. L'chatchila, if you make shluchim to be vaidik your house, you should not send women. Kach is mavur, because something that takes a tircha, you have to go mecheda lecheda to be vaidik. L'chatchila, you should not rely. Abavada lemaskana, we say amir rabbanon b'derabbanon. But l'chatchila, that's what the place can take out. Frecht, the Pnei Yeshua, Taisus before, in the beginning, Taisus says that the nemanis of these people was because they have a migul. As if they, and Frecht, the Pnei Yeshua, how could you say noshim on neman when they have a migul? Tanu Litzirwe was Becheskes Bodu, the neman, even Midaraisa, because of a migul. Hare Taisus says that on Bdikas Hamas Nasa Matzlanias, you can't rely on them. So how could Taisus before say that you're Neman with a migul? L'chayra Muchach in Taisus that it depends which Nemanis you're talking about. The Nemanis of Biyadai, that we don't give in when there's a chash of Nasa Matzlanias. But the Nemanis of Migui, that women have even though they're Atzlanias. And the shaila is my shno. What's the difference? Why is an amanis of biyadai different than an amanis of migul? So chayritz tali, what's the amanis of biyadai? If you learn the amanis of biyadai is misham migui, and there's no room to work because the biyadai is also misham migui. Of the rush in Gitnan daf nun dalit amul aleph says that biyadai is a mechudesh digin amanis midin bias. That someone who's biyadai to do it, he's called a bailim, and we give him their manis because he's a bailim. Because he's achroi for the dover, as we give him their manis. So Fized is makom to work to explain Taisus that biyadai be'etzem is not a sibo for more their manis. Being that he's achroi, as we gave him their manis on different yonim. But something that he's not going to do a good job, we're not going to give him. Masha'ike migui is a siba that is less stodim that he's mishaker. It's more emes what he's saying. We could rely more on what he's saying. Because that's even when nashim are atzlanim, we still give them that extra level. Continues traces in Tchumim Rabbanon, Meminu le'isha ve'eved ve'loi. There were those that wanted to learn that Pshat and Taisus is that because Nashim Atzlanim Haim, therefore it's not Biyadah. And that would answer the Shaila of the Pnei Yeshua. That the word is, it's very hard for them to do Bdika, as Bdika is not called Biyadah. But the Lashon of Taisus, Afal Gav the Biyadah, Mikol Mokom Loi Mehemne, is Meduyim not. That would have been a kivod, that to say that Slogis makes bdikas not be other because it's hard for them to do. But Meduyik in Tais is not that way. Taisus continues with Tchumen Derabanan and Minan Lu Yisha Ve'eved V'loi Kotan. And Taisus explains because it's not be other. As something that's not be other, even with Derabanan, a cotton doesn't have them on. When Yisha Ve'eved have their manis on something that's not be other. Thus is the Gemar of Taisus. This Taisus we saw a very strong question. Taisus is Meduyik that the only reason why Nashim on Neman is because it's Biyadah. And we saw that Taisus in Gittin, that Beis Amid Beis, Taisus says the Makar Vedech on Neman Basim is from the Safrala. As Luchar Yisiya Isha is Neman Biyisurim. As a steer, this is Lamaisa and Negeya. Are you allowed to ask a lady which store to eat in, which store has a good ashkacha, which mechule is it? Mamish is Negeya. Are you allowed to Nashim have Nemanis? L'chayra, Taisus over here is Mavur, Mav. Taisus over there is Mavur, yes. As l'chayre, the kivun to answer Taisus is ba'ayfen zeh. That avada Taisus by us is mavur, that noshim b'derech klal don't have nemanis of edach on nemen gisir. I, so what's the pshat by nida? Zog the rajbu in ksubis taf ayin beis. This shita that noshim are not neman, the reason why the Torah was saymech on the isha b'nida is because e efshar ba'ayfen acher. Harei, who are you going to rely on? The only one that knows if she's a nida, if she's seeing dam, if she doesn't see dam, if she went to the mikveh, is the isha. As Mamela, therefore we rely on the isha. Halt Taisus in Gittin. If Eid Echad was never neman bisurim, the Torah would not have been makel on the isha b'makom di efsha. The Torah would have had to come on to a different eitzah. We'll only makel if Eid Echad is normally Neman, as then we'll be makel on a Isha in certain Daifanim. But if the halacha was Eid Echad is never Neman Bisurim, you always need Eidim Bisurim, then even B'makam Kilu Di'i Efshar, we wouldn't have been makel. And Kimuvan, because it's not Lagamri Di Efshar, but it's possible to make an Eitzel. As the Torah was only makel to give, if Eid Echad is Be'etzim Neman, sometimes we'll give nemanis even to someone who doesn't have that nemanis. Mishum itzi efshar. Luya, the din was you always needed Eidim, then we go to the Mekor. It's the Chayra what you have to answer. A little bit of a chiddush, but the Chayra, that's how you have to end the Yashiv, the Taisis. Okay. As thus is the Sugya of nemanis in Yisur. Let's now move on to the Sugya of Bittul, the grace of Sugya. As the Gemara says that once you do bittul, sagile. Zot Rashi, where's the makor of bittul? Yisiv tashpisu v'loik siv tevaru. Vashbosa the lev, he hashbosa. Azot the Rishonim, the Ramban over here, the Ranon Daf Beis Amar Aleph, that what Rashi means is because when the Torah wants the right to destroy, the Torah writes, Loshen Aran, the Torah wrote by Avodah Zarah, Tisaref v'kola. The Torah wrote both of them. Destroy it, Tisar through Srefa v'kola, and get rid of it. Over here, the Torah uses a different Loshen of Tashbisu. As in the fact that the Torah changed the Loshen from what it wrote by Avodah Zarah, you see that it's coming to be marred with something that's not destroying. And there are ban yet. And there are certain times when the Torah writes tashpisu, where it doesn't mean to destroy. He brings examples, ashpasa of malacha, other examples he brings. As the Torah is obviously coming to marb is something that you're not destroying. As that's the makor that bittul ba'alma helps. Thus is shitas Rashi. Mavur and Rashi, without exeris akhasim, bittul wouldn't help. The Tashbisu is a Xeris, is a diktuk from the Pasuk that Bittul helps. Tashbisu brings down Rashi. Pirish Bekunches Mitashiv Tashbisu V'loik Siv Tevalu Alma Ashbasa Belevu. And Tashbisu asks on it two questions that you see Tashbisu is Bia. The Magine Shloima and Reb Nochum said that if you look at the way Taisus brings down Rashi, Taisus brings down Rashi with a Shinui, and that explains why Taisus asked on Rashi. Number one, they say Taisus brings down Rashi, Alma Hashbasa Bulev. The Pirish of Tashbisu is Hashbasa is Bulev. Taisus is learning Rashi that midirsiv tashbisu v'loiksiv tevaru, that means that the pirish hamilim of tashbisu is not tevaru. It's hashbasa b'leh. And if you're writing one more time a pirish on chumash and you want to be mafarish the word, how would you be mafarish the word tashbisu? So Taisus lefi Rashi, the pirish of the word tashbisu is not destruction. It's to be mavatl. They bring the targum on the pasuk of tashbisu, says tevatl. the pshuta, mashma, like that. However, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says something totally different. Rashi doesn't say alma hashbasa b'leibu. Rashi says hashbasa b'leib hi hashbasa. It is also an hashbasa. Rashi is not saying it is only a hashbasa. Rashi is saying it's also a hashbasa. And there's another diktuk, Rav Asher added another diktuk. When Tosis brings down Rashi, Tosis says, mi dichsiv. Rashi brings down dichsiv. Tosis adds an extra mem. Why does Tosis add an extra mem? Because Tosis is learning, mi dichsiv tashbisu v'leitziv tevaru is a yalfusa in what Pirish Amilel is. Mi dichsiv. It's upteaching how to understand the words. And Rashi is learning, it's not. It's saying you also could do it this way, but it's not only this way. Zebuzay, number one, we have a machlokes, Tosis in Rashi, how to learn Rashi. Meaning Rashi saying, Tashbisu means to destroy. There's a diuk. Midachsiv Tashbisu v'loiksiv tevaru. The diuk teaches you bittel is a form of hashbasa also. As it comes out, if you were writing a Pirish al Torah, what does Tashbisu mean according to Rashi? Tevaru! There's a deal. Midasiv Tashbisu v'loik tevaru. It's saying Bittul also works. And Lamaisa, the Ritva says a Gevaldik of deal. The Ritva learns this way in Rashi. And the Ritva says, because Rashi is Moide, there are times in the Torah when it says Tashbisu and it means Tevaru too. As the Torah will sometimes use Tashbisu and it means Tevaru. And the Ritva says there's a Gevaldik Gedik in the Gemara that Rashi means this way. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is Bebitel Ba'alma Sagile. It's enough. If the word is, when the Torah said Tashbisu, it's telling you do bittul, what's this lashon? Sagile. It's enough. It's more than enough. It is. That is Tashbisu. Tashbisu means bittul. Sagile is mashma. It's enough. It's not enough. Zehu Tashbisu. Tashbisu means bittul. So the Ritva, Meduyik, even according to Rashi, Rashi's not saying Tashbisu means bittul. Tashbisu means beer. But Rashi holds that from the fact that it said Tashbisu v'loy tevaru, there's a deal that bittul helps also. As Rashi's learning, there's a deal that bittul helps. And Tosis learns, v'dasiv Tashbisu v'loy tsiv tevaru, that tells you what the word means. Tashbisu means tevaru. Okay. That was of Nahum. And afterwards is found the Magine Shloima Hakdama on Tosis, the two Shinoim. So Fizev, everything Tosis asks on Rashi is based on the Shitasa. Tosis learns, Rashi learning Tashbisu Tevaru. Freg Tosis, the first question, the Gemara says, Meforish Tashbisu is Tevaru. How is Rashi going to answer? Rashi l'shitasa is doch gevaldik. No one's saying it doesn't mean tevaru. It means tevaru. We're saying there's a diuk that it also, bittul is included. It's also a tzagilei b'bittul. But no one's saying that it doesn't mean tevaru. Tosis asks the question because Tosis learned Rashi saying the diuk teaches us that tashbisu means bittul. So Mela Tosis asks the question. Okay. Huadin, the second question of Tosis is answered. Tosis asks that Tashbisu is beer. Beer is after Chatzos. Bittul is koidim Chatzos. How could it be? That's because Tosis learned that Tashbisu means bittul. But according to Rashi, it's very simple. Beer is after Chatzos. The deer from the Pasuk is Kaidim Chatzos. as it's not a question. The pasuk means beer. Tashbisu is achra chatzais. The dirk of the pasuk is koidim chatzais, because that's the only time you could do it, as it must be the dirk is going koidim chatzais. As Tosis learns, tashbisu means bittel. As how could it mean beer and bittel and there'll be at two different times? It can't be that way. But Rashi's learning, tashbisu doesn't mean bittel. Tashbisu is, there's a deal that bittel is included, but the deal could be at a different time. That's the way the Magine Shleima and the Nochum wanted to say that Lefi Zeh, it's Meduyik in Rashi, the Teretz. Ad Heichon Advarim Megiim, Nochum wanted to say, Efsher Atrot Vaiter. That even on a daraisadika level, Rashi is moida l'chatchila, it's better to be mevar than to be mevar. Because beer is pshat in the pasuk. Bittel is a diuk. As something that it says lehedya l'chatchila is better. And Reb Nochum brought a machsevich, who's a Talmud of Rashi, who says midaraisa, it is better to do beer than bittel. And there's also a Jewish and Rashi that way. What's the pshat? Of lefi the Magine Shleim and Rav Nochum, it has a beer. It's still a gavaldik kiddush, but it has a beer. The mitzvah of tashbisu is tivaru. There's a diak also bittel and befrat lefi the diak of the ritva bittel sagi. Of the ma'aseh, the ikar is tashbisu. As Bez Hashem, that we have to see a little bit more. So that was the big shinui between the ma'aseh. There is a third way of learning. We had in the beginning the Ran on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. When we learned the Mishnah, we learned the Ran. Tashbisu means one of two ways. You have a multiple choice. Tashbisu either means beer or tashbisu means bittel. And either one of them works. And that's how they answer Tosis Shaila, that it means both. But if you're some late, the Magine Shleima is saying something else. It's a third pshat. He's not saying tashbisu means both. Tashbisu means beer. There's a diuk that bittel helps also, but tashbisu doesn't mean beer. Because it's three ways of understanding the pirish of tashbisu. Tosis understood in Rashi, tashbisu means bittel. The Magine Shloimeh Reb Nochum Amadaik in Rashi, tashbisu means beer. There's a diuk, bittel works too. It's a diuk, it's not a mufurish possible. The Ran learns when the Torah says tashbisu, it's multiple choice. Either pick and choose. Either or. Thus is the pirush. Those are the three ways of learning tashbisu. Okay. Now, let's go into the shayas of Tosis of Brachios. Let's be boiling in here. Zok Tosis. V'kasha l'ri, yashbasa ha'vari, the Tanya Bishmat and Andafe, Yibikiva Oma Enet Zarech, Hareyu Oma Tashbisu, Umatzinu Lavara Shi Ab Melacha. Frek Taisis, how can you say that Hashbasa is Bittel, it's Avari? Because Yibikiva says that you have to be Mavarit, you have to do Sreifa. And as Avari is a Ab Melacha. This is the shine of Tosis. The Velt asks on Tosis a shine. When Tosis wants to ask, he wants to show that Tashbisu means Havara, he brings in the Gemara on Heyam and Aleph, which is a Braisa, which is Shitis Ribiki. Luchaira, Tosis should have asked a much stronger question. In the first Mishnah in Kol Shah, we have Shitas Reb Yehuda, Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa. The only way you could be Mavar Chametz is Sreifa. As it's a mafurish and mishnah that ain't beer chametz elis reifa. You see, you can't do bito; you have to be sagrifit. As why does Taisis ask from Shitas of Akiva on Daf Hey Amid Aleph? Taisis should have asked in the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph the Mefursim Diga Shita of Shitas of Yehuda. There were those that wanted to say a teretz, a dochuk, but they wanted to say a palapatish teretz. Daf Hey is before Daf Chaf Aleph. As a male, when Taisus asked the question, he'd rather hear some Daf Hey because that's closer. Taisus asked in the closer text. We don't accept that. Why? Because when you could ask from a Mishnah, you could ask from a Braisa, a Vada, you first ask the question from a Mishnah, even if it's further away. Taisus had no problem. He was a Bucky in Shas before he wrote his Pirish. He could find the thing that's further away too. You ask the Shaila from the Mishnah before you ask from the brother. As L'chaira, there's a big kasha on Taisis. If Taisis is asking from Shittis of a beer coming to the Sreifa, as you see, you need to do beer, bittel doesn't work. As him again, why is he asking from Rabbi Kiva on Daf Hey? He should ask from the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph, the sheet of Reb Yehuda of Ein Bir Chometz Ella Sreifa. Thus is the grace to Shaila on Taisus. As Reb Shmuel Rizovsky in the Shiurim says, a Gishmaka Teretz, Vice to Chais Taisus held, you can't ask in Reb Yehuda. You can only ask in Reb Yehuda. Why? Because he says there's two ways of understanding why ein bir chametz elas reifa. The Gemara on Chav Zayin Amid Beis says that what's the mother to Shitas of Yehuda ein bir chametz elas reifa? You learn it out from Noiser. Noiser is a carbon that he left past its man achila. There's a chiv sreifa. As you learn out, just like there's a chiv sreifa in Noiser because it's aser v'ano. As who has in, there's a chi of sreifa by chametz. As lefi zed, the din sreifa is not a din in mitzvahs tashbishu. It's a din in the iser hanah, because it's learned out. The way you get rid of iser hanah is you have to burn it. Destroying it any other way is not enough with isur hanah. With isur hanah, you have to burn it, get rid of it out of the world, like the Yerushalmi says. Hakilui achitai, the best way to destroy it, the most destructive way of destroying something is sreifa, because you turn it into ashes, you turn it into chepsa haris, you destroy it totally. As the Yerushalmi explains, what are we learning out from Noiser? If you gotta destroy something, the best way to do it is sreifa. As das is a din in isure hano, das isn't a din in tashbisu. As Taisus only asked from Rebbe Kiva, why? Rebbe Kiva is talking about the pasuk of Tashbisu. He says, Ach b'yoyim adrishin Tashbisu can't be on Shabbos, can't be on Yom Tov, because you're not allowed to do Sreifa on Yom Tov. As must be, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is the day before Yom Tov, the day before Shabbos. Rebbe Kiva is talking about the pasuk of Tashbisu. As over here, when he's asking on Rashi, he's coming to ask a question on Rashi on Tashbisu. As he can't ask Tam Ein Bir Chametz Elas Reifa, you see, you can't do Bittul. As he has to bring from Rebbe Kiva on Daf. This is the famous Mahalich of Reb Shmuel in Pankaj. While it was Miskalgo Advarim, Bechazir Namir, as the mirrors asked on it from a Gemara on Chazayin on their face. It's a nice shtick of Torah. Over, they asked on it, there's a Mefurishi Gemara on Chazayin on their face in Rabbi Yehuda Fakir. Why? Because in the Gemara on Chazayin on their face, the Gemara over there says, the Chachamim asked Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, if you're learning a Kal V'Chomer, what is a Kal V'Chomer? A kal v'chomer means that you're learning out a din that's a chumrah. As the it is a chumrah. If you want to destroy it, you have to burn it. Frag the Gemara, what's going to be with a guy that doesn't have Eitzim, and he doesn't have a fire, he can't burn it. It's going to come out of Kula. Because he can't be Mekayim Tashbisu. Because he can't burn it. He could be Mefarer it, he could destroy it, he could break it, he could throw it to the Ruach, and he can't burn it. As your Kal V'Chomer is not only a Chomra, in certain cases it'll come out of Kula because he's Yoshev Abatel. He's not going to be able to Mekayim Tashbisu if he has no way of burning it. Burning, you need certain Kalim, you need certain materials to burn it. He's not going to have those materials, he's not going to do it. As L'chor, it's a Mefurish Gemara that Rav Yehuda is a beer in Tashbisu. Obviously, we're learning out from Noiser how to do mitzvahs Tashbisu. As you see, even though he learns out of Kal V'Chomer from Noiser, but the Kal V'Chomer from Noiser is Megale in Tashbisu. And Be'emes, Rav Akiva is going like Shitas Rav Yehuda. Azei Vezei, we go back to the question, so why did Tosis ask on Daf Hey and not from the Mishnah of Rev Yehuda? As Lemaisa, now they printed Rav Shmuel, that's how they say it over in the mirror. Ad Kandish Yurim in the mirror. They end with this question. Lemaisa, they printed the Rav Shmuel's, and Rav Shmuel answered the question that they asked on the mirror. That's what happened when a Talmud who comes from Panovich to the mirror and he says over what his Rebbe says, and he left out a little part of it. Rav Shmuel, actually, when he said over the Mahalif, he added a Knech, and a Geshmaka Knech in Pshat, when he said it over. He said, you're going to tell me, what am I saying? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a din in Tashbisu. The Gemara says, Yeshivu Batal. Zok Rav Shmuel, very simple. As then, if Tosis wants to answer Rabbi Yehuda, it's not enough to answer the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph. He has to bring you a whole Gemara on Chaf Zayin Amid Beis, and he has to show you a Gemara, and he has to answer from two places. It's much easier to answer from Rabbi Akiva, which is Mefurish, but it's a din in Tashbisu. As in Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Muchach, it's a din in Tashbisu. In Rabbi Akiva, it's Mefurish in his Lashon, and he's talking about Tashbisu. As a Mela Tosis asks on Daf Hey, because it's Mefurish in the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva is talking in Tashbisu. As you have a Makkah from Tosis, you could have learned Rabbi Yehuda's not Midin Tashbisu. And the Makar Chaim from Shmuel Bor learns that way. It's Muchach in the Gemara, not that way. But it's not Mefurish in the Mishnah. As Tosis would ask from Rabbi Akiva. Meanwhile, Chutz from the Pshat and Tosis, which is also big, we have a big Yisai. There's two ways to understand Ein Biyacham Etzelus Reifa. We could understand it Kol HaTayra Kula Dik. We could understand Ein Biyacham Etzelus Reifa Tashbisu Dik. And that's what you see in Tosis, that it's Tashbisu.
Okay. If you look at Rashi, there's two options, it's Bitol and Reifa. It's the Mishnah Daf, the Mishnah Leifa.
You're answering Tosis' question according to Rashi. Okay, that's wonderful. We already did that with the Magine Shloima. Now we're trying to figure out Tosis' question. You're saying good. Revolving. But Lemaisa, first we were trying to figure out what Tosis was asking. Why did Tosis ask from here and not ask from here? Okay. Step number one. Step number two. The Slach in Dav Chav Zayin, he says that I have a great teretz on Tosis' Shaila on Rashi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't be a chometz on a sreifa. This exeris akosif only sreifa. For sure, Bittul doesn't work. If you destroy the chayfetz, you take the chayfetz and you bang it and smash it and destroy it, that's not called mushbis. Only if you burn it as a vadi, if you're mafatul it and you say, harei ze tofo, segonish. It doesn't work. Where did Rashi say Hashbasa is bittul? According to Shitas Chachamim. Shitas Chachamim is you don't have to do Sreifa. You could destroy it anyway. As if you could destroy it anyway, you could destroy it with bittul too. Bittul is another form of destroying. As you could destroy it with bittul too. But if you hold Ein Biyacham Etzelus Sreifa as Tashbisu, doesn't mean destroy. Tashmisu means burn. As when you're being mafatalit, you're burning it? I raised that kofar, you destroyed it, you made it ice chametz, but you didn't use fire. Azay bazay, Frank Nislach, what Taisvis asking a Rashi? Avada Rashi is only going lefishi dischachomim. If you could be mevarin in other ways, as bittel is a form of beer too. If there's a din in beer chometz elis reife, as avada that says that bittel doesn't work. That kind is the slach on Dav Chav Zayin to be miyashiv Rashi in Toysis. You see, not that way. What does Toysis mean? Midrib Yehuda Nishme Lerabon. If in Rib Yehuda it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What's the pshat? Why Midrib Yehuda Nishme Lerabon? As kin, you could say it different ways. Today we want to say it first day, very light and easy. Rashi says, what's the pshat? There's a dig in the pasuk that it means bittul. But Rabbi Yehuda didn't know how to be medayik psukim. Rabbi Yehuda also knew how to be medayik psukim. And if Rabbi Yehuda it's muhach that we don't make this dig, mitzvah tashbisu v'loy tziv tevaru, mid Rabbi Yehuda nishma l'rabbanan, that obviously your dig is not a good dig. One of those dikim, your Rosh Hashanah would look at you and. So the dig start this year. Your dig is not a good dig. So, with the Rabbi Yehuda, we see the dig is not good. As with the Rabbi Yehuda, nishma lechachom. Lechayra, that's the first way to get out of these locks. Yeah, you could say also it's not mashma, there's another machloikis, klapi bito. Let's try to say it's the same machloikis. Okay. As thus is the Hamada of the Shiloh of Taisis, presenting Taisis' question. Two Nakudas in Taisis. Number one, why is Taisis asking from Dafei and not from Chafalev, a Mishneh? Why is he asking from a Braisa? And number two, why can't you say that's only in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? But in Shitas Rabbanan, it's different. Okay. How is Rashi going to answer Taisis in Shiloh? As that we saw already, the Makine Shleima, Rav Nochum, that Shlisu means Tavaru, and there's a deed also that Bittel helps. Thus is the Lamaisa, there's four Agraisa Shaila. Zog the Gemara, that according to Rav Yehuda, what happens if you don't have flammable material? If you don't have flammable material, your kal v'chomer is going to come out of kula because you're not going to be able to be mekayim tashbisu. You're going to be yoshev u'batel. Frek the kolboy, according to Rashi, why you yoshev u'batel from tashbisu? You should do bittul. Because what's the Gemara saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be yoshev u'batel? You could do bittul, and bittul also is a king of tashbisu, according to Rabbi Yehuda. See the pashas of Rashi. But that's a new kasha that Tosis does in here. The kolba is. You have to be miyashav ibnam. Okay. So if you learn l'chatchila in b'di'eved with the machzor vitri, so that would be a gishmak of mahalech. Be miyashiv kovoy, and that's what Rav Nochum used this machzor vitri to answer. That there's levels of kiyum tashbisu. It's not mamish being the kiyum tashbisu. It's only sagi, but it's not mamish, and that's called yoshiv uba.
You say achaz matasur.
What?
The Gemara says achaz matasur. Then you can't do bittul.
Rashi says before it's not that way. Okay. Okay. Thus is the first question of Tosis on Rashi. Ba'oi the Tashbisu amina lekaman mi'ach cholik shumishesh shalisu lemala ba'achir yisura lo'imani hamid. Pirkei Tosfos that Acholik teaches you Mishei Shoyis Ulamala, Va'achir Sura Loi Mahani. That's how you answer Rashi. One more time. Pirkei Magini Shloima, Pirkei Nochum, Zeya Gishmak. The Pasek is talking about La'achar Yisrael. Beer is La'achar Yisrael. The Diyuk can only be Koydim Yisrael. The Diyuk is going Koydim Yisrael. Thus is the Maharich Rashi, Vidas Rashi. Therefore, Taisus is Moichiach, Tashbisu does not mean bit. And this is way number four to read the Pasek. As if you're going to write a Pirish on Chumash, and you're going to come to be Mefarish, the Mila Tashbisu, you have to write, there are four ways of reading the Pasuk. Taishvis Tashbisu means Tavaru, Rashi it means Tavaru, but there's a Diyuk. Taishvis learned in Rashi, it only means Tavatlon, the Targum. And then the Ran learns it's either or. Okay. Zokt the Maram. Kalavi had a Bavaldika Makkah to Taisus that it has to be Tashbisu means to destroy because it says Tashbisu Libatechem. If you're being Mavatalit, it's not Libatechem, it's still in your house. As how could you say Tashbisu Libatechem? As it's Murach Tashbisu means to destroy, because when you destroy, it's not in your house afterwards. If it just would say Tashbisu, Sigur, Bittul. Bittul is a form of Ashmosa. But it says Tashbisu mi batechem. You're not mashvis it from the bias, according to Rashi. And the Olam already knows the answer, because this isn't the first time we're touching on Rashi. On Rashi, on Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi's Mevura, the Geder of Tashbisu, that it's Chal on the Chometz, and it makes it Ois Chometz. As if it's not a din just in the lathe, it's Chal on the Chometz, that it makes it Ois Chometz, as when you're Mevatalit, there is no longer Chometz in your house. Because it's not chametz anymore. You changed it. You made it ice chametz. That's how Rashi will answer Taisus' shalom. Okay. As thus is the first mahalach in Bittul, Shitus Rashi, Lefi the Matur Shalayma, Lefi Nochum, Vahamisasif. Tomorrow we want to learn Shitus Bittul. Elon, Ban, and Iran, where they answer Rashi, which is a different model, and also Shitas Taisus in the world. The Minchas Chinuch has a very Yisoyetika Nakuda, Akira and Bittul, that is Toilam, Lakis, Rashi, and Taisus. Many people hear about it on Pesach. One of the Yachri Kalas on Pesach, they start off with this famous Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch declares, what happens if you don't have chametz on Pesach? Are you mekayim mitzvah tashbisu? The mitzvah of tashbisu is to destroy chametz? Or is the mitzvah of tashbisu to make sure there is no chametz b'shas Pesach? Not to have chametz b'shas Pesach. My nafka mina, a person doesn't have chametz b'zman Pesach, is he mekayim mitzvah tashbisu? The Minchas Chinuch goes a little bit further. Let's say you have a person that your wife did such a great job, or your mother. She cleaned out the entire house from chametz. Zot the Minchas Chinuch. Do you have a mitzvah to go to the store and buy chametz? To be Makayim Mitzvah Tashbisu. Or no, you already were Makayim Mitzvah Tashbisu. He wants to be titled on the Machlekes Taisus Melon Bonds. Let him be Mahayan in the Minchas Chinuch.